I know that you're all glad that I'm here this morning. Let me tell you why. I'm Daniel. I'm the guy that you just read about from Daniel chapter 6. I'm the guy up there on your wall, Daniel in the lion's den. But I think I know why you're really happy that I'm here today. You don't have to listen to that preacher that comes here every single week, Sunday after Sunday, and preaches and tells you what to do. I'm just like you. I'm a normal guy. I just had a job out in the community, just like all of you. You could say that I had a job 9 to 5. Now, don't get me wrong. It was an important job. You heard in Daniel chapter 6, I was an administrator of the great kingdom of Babylon. That was my job. I had 120 satraps underneath me. Those were middle managers. But I want you to really take a look at me of who I really am. I'm just an ordinary guy that lived in the community that God had placed me. Now, there could have been some other people that came here this morning, professional pastors or clergy people. Someone like Jeremiah the prophet. He's a doom and gloomer. It wouldn't have been a pretty picture if he would have come and spoken to you this morning. Or how about the professional priest, Ezekiel? That's a long book of the Bible. Ezekiel, he's a really weird guy, very strange. Or you could have had Isaiah come. Now, he's a nice poet, and he was connected with the people in Jerusalem, but see, he was a professional. I'm not a pastor. I'm not like that bald guy that comes here and tells you everything you should do. I'm a regular guy from the community and where God had placed me. And that's why this morning, friends, I want you to listen to me. I got credibility. I got street cred. You know, you may be wondering this morning, my goodness, how can I live with a purpose? How can I live a purpose-filled life in the world that I live in? The world is so awful that I live in. I don't know what your world is like in the 21st century or whatever year it is. I don't know what your world is like, but you know what? People have been asking that question all throughout time. Maybe you hear news throughout the community of what's going on, and you scratch your head, boy, the world is just going down. I'm not feeling good about where things are headed. Or maybe you look around, and those who cheat and those who cut corners, they prosper, and they do really well in the community, but then you do everything right, and you just get pushed down. How can I live a life of purpose, filled with purpose? That's why I've come here this morning to talk to you, because I think I have an answer for that, for each one of you, in the world that you live in. Now, let me explain to you some of the trouble that I faced in my life. I lived in a kingdom and a town that was filled with corruption. Let me tell you. Those who worked in the business and marketplace would tip the scales when no one was looking so that they could make a few extra bucks. You can read about it in my book, Daniel, in the Bible. There were people who cut corners and deals, treated people oppressively and cruelly. In fact, the Babylonian Empire would impale people in their ears so that they would always know they'd forever be a slave. And those people who were administrators oftentimes received bribes by people down below them so that they could get a better position. I was one of the few people that didn't do any of that. I was clean in my life. And in fact, when the king, King Darius, elevated me to the number one administrator in Babylon, that's when everything went crazy. The other administrators and the satraps below me went back into my past and tried to find something that was scandalous so that I could not be put in the position in the Babylonian Empire. They looked for anything. And so they finally came up with a rule that was crazy. It was this: if anyone prays to anyone besides Darius, they would be thrown into the lion's den. They would have made up any rule. If anyone would eat at 11:30, whatever it would be, to make sure that I would be arrested and thrown into the lion's den. And you know what happened? Yeah, I was arrested and thrown into the lion's den. But I still lived a life that was purposeful and well-lived. I want to tell you what I did. And I think you can do it too. The number one thing that I did was I remained faithful to the community that God placed me, to the neighborhood that I lived, to the kingdom that I was placed. See, long before I lived in Babylon, there was a prophet I told you about earlier. His name is Jeremiah. You can read about it. Jeremiah gave some wisdom and advice in his book that he wrote. He said there was going to be a time in which God's people would be taken into exile to this place called Babylon. And Jeremiah's advice was this: pray for the citizens that you, and for the kingdom that you're taken to. And when you're taken to Babylon, Jeremiah wrote, don't seek your own welfare and what would be advantageous for yourself. Jeremiah wrote this. In fact, you can look it up. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah said, seek the welfare of the kingdom you live in. And so that's what I did. I learned Babylonian culture. I became great at it. I learned the language. And I prayed fervently for King Darius, even though he didn't believe in the God that I believed in. I loved my community. You can learn something from that. You know, I had a chance to wander through your community before I came into this building. I have to say, I really, really liked Dairy Queen down the street. You have some wonderful parts of your community, no matter where you live, no matter what city or neighborhood. God has blessed you with people. You have people above you that are caring for you. You have mayors and councilmen. You have governors. You have presidents. You have teachers and firefighters and policemen. Now, here's the thing. You may not always agree with those people. You probably don't. You may not always see things the same way, and they may even dislike you. Hey, I was hated during my day. In fact, they may even be corrupt, but here's the question. Will you still pray for and support the community that you've been placed into? That's how you live, a life that is purposeful. That's the first thing I did. Will you be faithful to the community that you're placed in, the neighborhood, the city, the community that you live in? But here's the second thing that I did that I really want to challenge all of you with. Will you remain faithful to your God? Even though nobody else is. Even though everyone else may even make fun of you and persecute you. You probably know me best for my time in the lion's den. That's what gets all the press and the publicity and all the books that are written about my life. But I got to tell you what was far more important than all that. It was the many, many years where I just sat down, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and prayed to my God. That's what I did. In fact, I like to think that that prayer habit that I had with God actually built a trust and confidence so that when I was placed in the mouths of the lions in the den, that way I would have a firm trust that God would save me. I would have confidence that God would be with me. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can remain faithful to your God, even though nobody else may believe in him, even though everyone else may make fun of him. And it's not that God may do a miraculous thing. It's just by doing simple things, by praying, by opening up God's word. And then when a crisis happens in your life, you can have confidence and trust in what God will do for you. Well, you probably want me to talk about what happened in the lion's den. That's pretty accurate. When I got in there, there were pieces of clothing that had been ripped up from people that had gone on before. And there were bones that the lions used as toothpicks to clean their teeth, basically. But you know what? The lion's den is not about me, my friends. It has nothing to do about me. You're going to be surprised about this. The lion's den is about you. How? What are you talking about, Daniel? How is it about you? Well, when I was in the lion's den, I knew what lions meant, and you can read about it in the Bible. I suggest you check it out. Lions mean judgment. When I was in the lion's den, it wasn't just that there was a big snarling lion in front of me. It was that I was being punished. I was being judged in that moment. And when I was taken out of the lion's den, did you hear what I said to King Darius? I said this: my God sent an angel. An angel took on my lions. An angel took on the punishment that I should have gotten. Did you know that God has done the same thing for each one of you? God has sent his angel. I think you know who he is. I heard you talk about him quite a bit. In fact, that preacher loves him quite a bit. That angel is Jesus. God sent his son Jesus, and he faced your lions. He took on your punishment. In fact, take a look at this. Psalm 22, when that Jesus was on the cross, he quoted Psalm 22. And you know what Psalm 22 says? Fierce, angry lions opened their mouths against me. Jesus took on your punishment. You don't have to live with fear. You can live with confidence. You can trust in your God. Can you do that? Yeah? Another thing that I want to let you know is that I had confidence because God gave me a name. That's why I prospered quite well. I always remembered that. Daniel. That means God is my judge. I didn't have to try and make a special name for myself in Babylon and try to do things like everyone else did, cutting corners or putting other people down so that I could get up to the higher position. I held on to the name that God gave me, Daniel. God is my judge. You know what God has done with you? He has given you his name. He's placed it upon you. Now, it may be, and I hope that it is, that maybe some of you reach the highest points of society that I reach, like being mayor or governor or whatever it is in the time that you live. But if you don't, I want you to know it's okay. You see, what matters is that God has placed his name upon you. Your significance is because of your God. He is your judge. Now, I hope you're really good at what you do in life, the career that you've chosen. But if you're not, it's okay, because what matters is the name that God has given you. He's placed his name upon you. You are significant because of what God has done for you. You know, I believe that God has placed you here as he placed me in Babylon for a reason. 2018, here in Philomath. And you know what? You are the blessing for the community. You are. Every single one of you. I'm so glad I'm here to share this message to you, and you're hearing me this morning. You are the blessing. Not the neighbor 10 houses down. That's not the blessing. Not that preacher that shows up and bores everyone every single Sunday here in this place. No, he's not the blessing. Not a miracle that God's going to do here in the community. I hope he does do miracles. That would be wonderful. But hear what I have to say. You are the blessing to the community. You are the vessel God wants to use for those around you and your neighborhood. And you know what? People will notice. No one believed in God. But when I came out of the lion's den, did you hear what King Darius said? He said this: "Here is a new decree, my friends, that everyone living in my domain, my royal domain, shall fear and tremble at the God of Daniel, for he is a living God and will endure forever." As you live in your community, in your neighborhood, may everyone who sees you say those same things about your God. Your God is living and will reign forever. Make sure to say hello to your pastor. Tell him to improve on his sermons a little bit. He's been struggling lately. Thank you for letting me share a message and have some time with you this morning. It's been wonderful.